May I speak in the name of the living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lord is my shepherd. The opening words of Psalm 23, one of the most well-known and well-loved passages in the Bible, which we've heard this morning. I am the good shepherd, Jesus says in our gospel reading. The picture of God as a shepherd is used throughout the Bible and has been important in Christian faith and worship over the centuries. It's an image of care and tenderness, guidance, protection, and deliverance. In early Christian tombs, it was the representation of Christ as the Good Shepherd that was often given the place of honor at the very center of a vault or tomb, an image that expressed Christ's loving care and protection and rescue from the valley of the shadow of death. We still today sing various hymns and songs which celebrate the tender care and guidance of God and or Jesus as our shepherd, and we'll be singing one of those later in our service. So let's look at this important image of the shepherd in Psalm 23, and then how it's developed in Jesus' portrait of himself as the good shepherd in our gospel reading, and what this says to us today. Psalm 23 offers a beautiful picture of the care of the shepherd for each individual sheep. The Lord is my shepherd, says the psalmist. He knows that God provides all he needs in abundance. The shepherd leads his sheep to green pastures and still waters. And in a land where most of the year the grass was dry and brown, green pastures means rich nourishment. And the detail of still waters is also important, as sheep will not drink from fast rivers or turbulent waters. And notice the shepherd leads his sheep. He doesn't drive them from behind with a stick. A biblical scholar who's lived in the Middle East for many years points out that the shepherds of the Holy Land walk slowly ahead of their sheep, singing their own unique call to guide their sheep, though it's really the tone of the shepherd's voice that the sheep recognize. He tells the fascinating account of what happens when a shepherd acquires a new sheep. At first, when the shepherd calls out the sheep to lead them out to pasture, the new sheep will run round and round and round, demented, in circles, because it's so distressed, because it doesn't recognize the new shepherd's voice. It takes a few days for the sheep to learn it. The sheep follow because they recognize the voice of the shepherd, something that's emphasized in John's account of Jesus as the good shepherd. The shepherd leads and guides his sheep to rich nourishment and places of rest and refreshment, and he seeks them out when they are lost. Of course, we're very familiar with this idea from the parable of the lost sheep that Jesus tells in Luke's gospel. But it's also here in Psalm 23. The phrase which is translated into English, "He will refresh my soul," actually literally means, "He will bring me back." The shepherd will search after any sheep that are lost and will bring them back. The sheep, of course, often hide under a bush or a rock, and they begin quivering and bleating. The shepherd must find the sheep very quickly before they are heard and killed by a wild animal. This may require some effort and danger to the shepherd, but he will rejoice when he finds his lost sheep, lay it on his shoulder, and carry it home. We may all be able to think of ways that we have been fed and nourished by God's tender provision and of the still waters where we have found rest and refreshment. We may also be able to identify times in our lives when God in his grace has searched after us when we have been lost or confused and led and guided us in the right way. But of course, it is in times of struggle, suffering, fear, and death that we most need to know the comfort of the shepherd. In his time of crisis, the psalmist addresses God directly. He moves from speaking of he, the Lord, to you. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Through the deep and narrow and dangerous and dark valleys, the shepherd will be with his sheep. He'll use the rod to ward off wild animals and the crook of the staff to rescue sheep that are injured and trapped in the rocks. The valley of the shadow of death is a frightening place. Perhaps we may think of facing a serious illness, going through a time of depression, or the painful loss of someone very close to us. But notice that the psalmist talks of walking through the valley of the shadow of death with the shepherd. As one writer points out, with God, we walk through the valley of the shadow of death. We don't take up residence there. Our dwelling is with the good shepherd. Well, maybe sometimes we do feel like we have taken up residence in the dark valley. It can sometimes take a very, very long time to walk through it. In our own community here at St. Ursula's, I think especially of Olivia Long's family after her tragic death at a young age. In their utter devastation, they are in a very dark place. But we pray that they will be led through that dark valley, even if it takes a very long time. I also think of Dorothy Berriger, who asked me to sing The Lord's My Shepherd several times to her in her last weeks. She did experience the valley of the shadow of death as a dark place, but she knew that God was with her. So now we trust Dorothy and Olivia and others we care for to God's love, and we pray that they will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Let's look now at our gospel reading this morning. What's striking is that Jesus claims the role of the shepherd for himself. I am the good shepherd. Like the Lord God in Psalm 23, he will guide and care for his sheep, his people. And Jesus is also concerned for each individual sheep. Earlier in the chapter, we're told he calls his sheep by name and they recognize his voice. He knows each one in their particular needs, strengths, and weaknesses. And when we read John's Gospel, we do see this in the way that Jesus relates to individuals. He knows them utterly to the depths of their being. I think of Nathanael, the Samaritan woman by the well, Mary, Martha, Peter, and Mary Magdalene, whom the risen Jesus calls by name outside the tomb. Jesus, as the good shepherd, says, I know my own, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. The knowledge Jesus has of us is profound. It is as deep as the knowledge between the Father and the Son, a knowing of love and intimacy. And we are called to respond, to know and love him as he knows and loves us. Just as the sheep have to learn to recognize the voice of the shepherd, and Mary and Peter and others had to respond to Jesus' call on their lives, we too need to learn to recognize Jesus' voice in the midst of all the many competing voices we may hear in our world today. As we follow him, we may find the green pastures, the still waters, rest and refreshment and abundance, which Psalm 23 speaks of. For Jesus promises to give us life and life in abundance. However, we're not promised green pastures and still waters all the time. At times, we may also feel we are lost, we are weak and injured, or trapped in the shadow of a dark valley. But in the words of Rowan Williams, when we face dreadful challenges, when we find ourselves in the middle of chaotic human suffering, we should not just grieve, and we certainly should not panic. It is here that we may hear the shepherd's voice. For there is no struggle, darkness, or evil where the Good Shepherd is not present. He is always with us. Now, of course, the greatest threat to the sheep is not just that they will be lost, but they will be destroyed by wild animals, like wolves. The Good Shepherd is not like the hired hand who has no care for the sheep. When the hired hand sees the wolf coming, he runs away. The Good Shepherd stands his ground before the wolf and lays down his life for the sheep. When we read this story, we might realize perhaps there is a scene missing. What happens to the shepherd when he confronts the wolf? He is killed. The suffering death of the shepherd at the hands of the wolf is not described in this passage, but it is implied. We have a wolf and we have a shepherd who lays down his life. So Jesus offers his life to save us from all that threatens to ravage and destroy us, the powers of sin and death. And he lays down his life willingly of his own accord, and he can take it up again. Jesus, the Good Shepherd, is the crucified and the risen one, and that's why he can lead us through the valley of the shadow of death to dwell in God's house forever. Now, I said earlier that Psalm 23 is concerned with the individual sheep. The Lord is my shepherd. Some of the passages in the prophets which speak of the shepherd and the sheep are focused on the whole flock. Here in John's Gospel, Jesus is concerned both for the individual sheep, all of which he knows by name, and for the whole flock. Jesus wants to draw his flock together, a flock that will keep growing. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock and one shepherd. As we listen to the voice of the shepherd, as we know his tender care, his deep knowledge, his provision and guidance, his presence and deliverance in dark times, we are also drawn together as his people. Each individual sheep matters, but the Good Shepherd also wants to draw his sheep together as a flock. Each individual follower of Jesus matters, but Jesus wants to draw us all together as a people. We need to learn of the Good Shepherd and his ways together. So I pray that here at St. Ursula's we may learn more of the tender love of our shepherd, to distinguish his voice more clearly, to follow him as he leads us and nourishes us, and to trust him even in the darkest valleys. As he knows and loves us, may we learn to know and love him and to know and love one another, that we may be one flock with one shepherd. Amen.